Every year, usually during the flu shot season, questions arise about the need for vaccination, especially of healthy young people. People question whether it reduces the risk of infection or its complications. What seems to be lost in the discussion is the health effects of the flu on specific age groups, in particular young children. A study entitled The Underrecognized Burden of Influenza in Young Children, published in the July 6th issue of the New England Journal of Medicine, looked at this very issue and presented compelling data. To discuss influenza virus and the results of the study, I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Catherine Poling, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at Vanderbilt University Medical Center and Division of General Pediatrics at Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The flu seasons change all the time. Some seem to be mild, others seem to be very aggressive. What is the natural history of the disease and its epidemiology? Because this goes to people thinking, well, I don't really need the vaccine because I've seen there really hasn't been much of an outbreak for a while.
That is unfortunately the common perception. However, the influenza season comes each year, and it comes at the same time other respiratory viruses are circulating. So it's a little confusing as to which viruses are influenza versus all the other viruses circulating. So we did a study looking exactly and proving which ones had flu. What we found out, it was more common than people realized before.
How difficult is it to diagnose the flu?
It's not difficult to diagnose the flu if you do a test to answer the question, mm-hmm. but looking at a child, you really can't tell. There is nothing that is specific that says this is flu versus this is RSV or another virus.
Now, with respect to influenza virus versus other rhinoviruses or RSV, what are the specific complications seen in the flu, and what groups of people are most susceptible, and in terms of age groups and also potentially other underlying concomitant diseases that they may have?
Okay. For the long time, we've known that persons 65 years of age and older are at increased risk for having hospitalizations for the flu and have been recommended to receive the vaccine for years. And what we did was we looked at the young children and found out that children less than 2 years of age have very similar rates of hospitalization as persons over 65 years of age. And that came as a surprise to some people. But hospitalizations are not the only thing that happens. Mm-hmm. Many children actually go to the doctor for influenza visits, and it's a lot of children.
Now, to look at the study that you did in a bit more detail, mm-hmm. it was done in, there were two parts to the study.
Yes.
Can you describe what outcomes were measured for each?
Okay, so the first part is we looked over 4 consecutive years how many kids were hospitalized that were less than 5 years of age with runny nose, cough, fever, and other symptoms. And we did that year-round and looked at it and saw that many children are hospitalized. Children with asthma and other underlying conditions are at increased risk. And that's not a surprise to anyone. Mm-hmm. And that most children do okay, but some children do go to the intensive care and can get very sick with the flu.
What is the proportion? Did you measure what the rates were of those particular complications warranting further medical intervention?
We did, and I can tell you it's very low.
Okay. Was the population that you looked at representative of what we would see in the general population?
It was 3 counties in the United States. It was the county surrounding Rochester, New York. It was the county surrounding Cincinnati, Ohio, and the county surrounding Nashville, Tennessee. And so we captured almost every child that was hospitalized with respiratory symptoms in each of the counties, which should be representative.
Now, with regards to these two parts, what I found interesting was that the commentary was that the number of children that were affected may actually be underestimated because not everybody goes to the hospital and not all of this is reported on as part of a flu process, but rather maybe due to another infectious process that wasn't identified as being the flu.
Yes, absolutely. Because one of the things we do know is some children, when they get the flu, get a high fever and will have a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will follow the seizure and never recognize that the influenza contributed to that.
Was the morbidity different for each of the age groups?
By all means, the younger the children were, the more likely they were to be hospitalized and the more likely they were to have lots of tests looking for very serious infections.
You also looked, my understanding is you also compared admissions versus emergency room visits.
Yes.
As a means of, you know, also grading the morbidity and also just the overall burden on the healthcare system as a result of flu virus. Now, these children were found to have flu. Were all of them flu sufferers, or were some of them, again, separated out for having other respiratory illnesses?
Okay, so we tested all these children that came in with respiratory illnesses, and what we were reporting on are the children that were proven to have mm-hmm. influenza, either by a laboratory study. And we have also shown RSV and other viruses, but haven't reported that yet.
Now, if a parent were to come into your office and ask the question, should I immunize my 2-year-old child for the flu, what would be a good way to encapsulate this data to say to them, well, look, this is what we have, this is what we know, these are the percentages of risk, to give a good number so a person can say, can weigh that risk against what they would perceive to be other risky things, to give them a level of importance to understand why or why they shouldn't vaccinate their child?
Okay. All right. So you're talking to someone who has a 2-year-old child.
Right.
So as a parent, when I look at this data, I see that approximately 1 in 6 to 1 in 11 children will have a doctor's visit for an influenza infection each year if you're about 2 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of children. And so as a parent, I'm going to say, let me vaccinate my child and vaccinate everybody in the family to try to prevent that from occurring.
And having the flu as well in that age group, as the study showed, does produce a lot of morbidity. There are secondary effects, and the children don't weather those infections as well as somebody who may be 12, 15, 18, 20 years old.
And so while it has the typical, it's typically thought of as just another cold,
mm-hmm.
I think it's more significant and it's preventable. So from my perspective, that's why we went to the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and presented this data, and they expanded the recommendation in the United States to all children 6 months to less than 5 years of age because the outpatient rates are so high.
Now, has this recommendation been adopted by any other countries or in Europe or in Canada? Have they looked at this data as well?
Not to my knowledge.
I know that in the province of Ontario in Canada, they do provide universal vaccination for the entire population, regardless of from 6 months all the way up to no matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
There is some debate in the province, and again, this goes straight to what you were talking about. There's been debate in the province about whether this should continue because we've had several years of mild flu. So they're questioning whether the expense of vaccinating everyone is worth it. But this data says that, well, you can't predict how bad a season is going to be, but if it does happen, you are going to see tremendous morbidity.
Right. And what we found was every other year was a significant flu season. And other ones in between were mild. But everybody's been prepared for a massive pandemic that we haven't seen mm-hmm. for over 30 years. And nobody knows when that's coming.
Well, Dr. Poling, I'd like to thank you very much. I appreciate your time in talking about your study. And I think it provides some good data for parents to take in hand.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.